This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and today we're going to mark a pair of anniversaries. The United Way of Washtenaw County this year is celebrating its 100th year of creating a safety net of support to our community. Additionally, through WEMU's partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we take note of the fact that we've now crested 100 episodes of Washtenaw United. Joining us today is the president and CEO of our partner in Washtenaw United, Pam Smith, and very nice to talk with you again.
Good morning, David. It's so nice to be back.
100 years. That's kind of a fascinating number to think about. The United Way was formed in Denver in 1887 and made its way to our area in 1921. We were 3 years removed from the end of World War I and the flu pandemic of 1918. We were just a few years away from the Great Depression of 1929. Racism and bigotry were abundant. What were the issues the original group of local organizers of the United Way were contending with?
I think it's very interesting. When I first came to United Way, I kind of dove into the history. And when I first read the first paragraph, it sounded like the setup for a bad, a funny joke. And it's like, in 1887, a minister, a rabbi, and a local woman volunteer met, and I was like, wait, what's coming?
Which bar did they go to?
That's exactly right. It's just such a testament to the volunteer history of United Way that these four volunteers got together in Denver in 1887 to talk about helping people thrive and what they needed to do to come together in a community-oriented way to make sure that people had the help that they needed. And then we jump ahead a little bit to like the 1900s, and I don't know if you know this, but a woman named Elizabeth Maggie made the first Monopoly board, and she actually patented it in about 1908, I believe.
I did not know.
And so Monopoly was based on an anti-poverty concept. And it was a game that she devised to talk about the land taxes and landlord's greed at the time. And I'm sure if you've played Monopoly, you've turned over the community chest card, right? That community chest is the start of the United Way, right? So we're actually, have been involved in history throughout, for the last 100 years, making sure that communities are taken care of. So flash forward a little bit, and here locally, it was established in 1921. We were known as the Ann Arbor United Charitable and Community Service. And the Ypsilanti Community Chest followed in the 30s as well. After that, we'll jump forward to about the 70s when we actually merged and became the Washtenaw United Fund. And that brought together the Ypsilanti Community Chest, the Ann Arbor United Fund, and the Whitmore Lake Community Chest. So you can see that community started to think maybe we could be better together. And then soon after, the Milan Community Chest joined us, Dexter came in, and then Celine in 1983. And we officially became Washtenaw United Way in 1974. So a lot of growth occurred.
Yeah, that's a big evolution. But here we are now in 2021. We're in the midst of another pandemic in a struggling economy. I would imagine that those who formed the first vision of the United Way, both nationally and locally, envisioned that a century later we might be in a better place than we are. I know 2 years ago you probably didn't imagine the scenario in which we find ourselves, right?
That's very true. But what I learned very quickly with the onset of this pandemic is that United Way has really refined processes and procedures to make sure that communities come together and are taken care of in a really efficient and an effective way. And when COVID-19 hit, we put out a call to the community to come together and raise the funds that we needed to make sure that the nonprofit agencies and programs and actually just individuals in our community were going to have what they needed to get through the pandemic. And consequently, we raised about $1 million in about 4 weeks, and we were able to distribute 100% of that back out to the community in the next 4 weeks. So on a very tight timeline, we were able to galvanize and catalyze our cadre of volunteers, who this organization is built on, and really return services back to the community.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with United Way of Washtenaw County President Pam Smith as it marks 100 years of service to the community in 2021. The old saying is it takes a village, and it applies to the methodology you've described at the United Way, a volunteer-driven organization relying on community partners to effectively provide social safety nets. Is that village continuing to grow in Washtenaw County?
I think so. I always believe that through our work, engaging new people, new programs, new initiatives, we continue to grow not only our donor base, but our volunteer base. And the Equity Challenge that we did in 2020, very early 2020, at the beginning of January, brought in a whole new group of people that hadn't known about United Way or hadn't been involved with us. The equity work that we've been doing helped us develop deeper relationships with high-need areas, people that, you know, have struggled for a while. And when COVID hit, because of those relationships and those networks we had established, we were able to work much more effectively to help those neighborhoods that had the greatest need.
I'm so glad you went down that path, because I did want to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Obviously, the United Way is growing in terms of meeting the community demands on that. From within the organization, did you also discover that maybe there was a need for greater diversity, equity, and inclusion on that front?
Oh, absolutely. Before we ever started to talk about it externally, we made sure we took a good look at ourselves internally and how we were doing things. In an effort to become an anti-racist and anti-poverty organization, you have to start with yourself. And we understand that there'll be missteps along the way, but we are open and eager learners, and we invite constructive criticism. So we changed internal business operating practices. We changed internal grant-making processes. We even changed our strategic plan. We had a strategic planning committee, but we also had an equity advisory council, and they held the power to change any of the objectives or the goals or the strategies as the strategic planning committee developed them, so that we were sure we had a community voice and a community focus. And while it took a little longer, the collaboration was so worth it. And it's one of the best strategic plans I think I've been a part of.
We're talking with United Way of Washtenaw County President and CEO Pam Smith as it marks its 100-year anniversary in 2021 locally. And through 89.1 WEMU's partnership with the United Way, we're celebrating creation of 100 episodes of Washtenaw United. And based on feedback we've received, Pam, the Washtenaw United segment has made a community impact and a positive impact here at WEMU, to be certain. Has it worked out that way for United Way as well?
Absolutely, David. We so appreciate your idea and your partnership in getting this off the ground, because it's not the story of the United Way. It's the story of the people that are making the difference in our community. It's the story of the individuals that are advocating for change. It's the people that are coming together to create solutions for local neighborhoods. It's the community focus that matters. So because of that, that does come back eventually to United Way. So we're here to serve. We're not here to be the expert in everything. We're here to be the convener. We need to bring people together. When we say live united, we really mean it. And it's an important, heartfelt message that people, I think, are really beginning to understand as we overcome the waves of racism and the structural racism that exists in this community. We need to be ever-present, omnipresent. I think that might be a good word to use. In the fight against racism, we want to provide an equitable community. You know, our vision is that by 2030, your zip code no longer determines your opportunity in life. So every decision we make, you know, we base on that vision. We go back to that touchstone and say, what are we doing to become not only mission-driven, but community-driven?
You know, 2030 is not a long way off, 9 years away, and there's a lot of work to do. How do we get to that vision of 2030, having Washtenaw County be a place where all people thrive?
We had an equity summit after the Equity Challenge, and we asked, what does an oppression-free Washtenaw County look like? And so we're using the feedback that we get from our community to build out a new strategic plan. We're just starting the process. And so we'll make sure that the community voice is centered in our work. And before I forget, I did want to share that the next equity challenge begins on Juneteenth. Hopefully people will join us. There has been so much change in just the last 15 months. This equity challenge is a completely new and invites people into the conversation. You know, when racism was declared a public health crisis in Washtenaw County, we already have the data and the statistics. We knew that. And we're so glad, though, that the county has come out and said that, because it invites more people into the conversation, and we're going to be here for it.
I would imagine that as we approach Juneteenth that we'll have opportunity to talk again. But thank you very much for the time today, Pam.
Thank you, David. Thank you for your support, for helping spread the message about United Way, and for all the people listening that have joined in. Thank you for living united.
That is Pam Smith, President and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with Pam's organization, and you hear it every Monday. For more information and to access the archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.